So we are starting. I was asked to speak first lecture on Gaur Purnima, which we are celebrating this year. So it is about Lord Chaitanya in Vrindavan. It's a very beautiful chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So let's I mean, there's so many verses if one could write, but at least we can only write one verse on blackboard. So let's recite this verse. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Seeing the herds approach him, the Lord was stunned with ecstatic love. The cows then began to lick his body out of great affection. There's a lot of things to discuss. Let's see how the time goes. I'll start first my obeisance to Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnanta Marindasya Gyananjan Shalaka Chakshana Malatam Yen Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Yena Butle Swayam Rupa Kadam Dadati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shungiraj Swaminiti Namne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shumad Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namne Namaste Satsuti Deve Gurvani Pracharne Nirshesh Shunyavadi Pasha Deshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskritam Charanrotnam Devim Sasati Vyasam Tato Jayam Dhirit Vancha Kalpatra Vishkripa Sindhu Vepachpatitanam Pavne Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nashta Praisha Buddhishu Nityam Bhagavat Seva Bhagavati Uttam Shloka Bhaktir Bhakti Nashtaki Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Let me start the class asking you a question. We are celebrating Gaur Purnima. We Gaudiya Vaishnav love to see, wait for the Gaur Purnima festival. My question is, how many of us know when the very first Gaur Purnima festival and where it was celebrated? Anybody knows? Shri Radha Gokulan ji ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Govindai ji ki jai. Khetrigram. Khetrigram. So I thought, because I was asked to speak first lecture on Lord Chaitanya, so it is a most important topic which all of us must know how this festival started. Festival means Mahotsav. Actually, the word is Mahotsav. Festival has, word festival is not so, there's no sub mellow in there. There's no rasa. It's very dry word. But Utsav is something when you're very joyful. It's extraordinary joy. And then in that ecstasy, you're enjoying something, that Utsav, Nandutsav. When Nanda Maharaj, when Krishna born in Vrindavan, is called Nandutsav. The Nandutsav went for 2 months. They've forgotten themselves because the time is going. So they don't even remember this 2 months. They have been celebrating, dancing and chanting and feasting. And so they don't remember where the time goes. So this is how, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finished his Prakat Leela here, and so the most of the direct associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even they departed. So at that time, Rotam Das Thakur, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted even before, Rotam Das Thakur didn't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came after. And Rotam Das Thakur, at the end, Janva Mata was there. So Rotam Das Thakur was always crying in ecstasy of Lord Chaitanya and Krishna. And he went to Janva Maya. He said, Ma, we are celebrating all the festivals of Lord Vishnu's appearance days. We celebrate Ram Nami. We celebrate Narsingha Chaturdashi. We celebrate Janamashtami. And all other major festivals of appearance of Vishnu we celebrate. So Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. We don't celebrate his birthday, his his appearance day. So that is the time Janava Maiya told Narottam Das Thakur, go, invite all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, all the devotees Vaishnavas from all over Odisha and Bengal. So they all gathered at Khetri Gram. And they all gathered at Khetri Gram. This huge festival was arranged. So that time, Narottam Das Thakur's own personal deity, which is called Braj Mohan, small deity, very beautiful deity, of personal deity of Braj Mohan. So Janava, there was another one deity, I've forgotten the name of that deity. So in front of the deity, then Janava Mata personally offered all the bhogas to this deity. And then they start chanting and dancing, remembering Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and thinking about Lord Chaitanya. And when they were all chanting and dancing, they were in so ecstasy that right in front of this Braja Mohan, not only Chaitanya, but both the brothers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they appeared personally. They are there in their name, they are there in their photo, they are there in their deities. But still, to convince them that I'm here with you, he personally appeared like physically I'm seeing you. So you're seeing me. So sakshatkar. The word is called sakshatkar. So sakshat, both the brothers were there. So everybody was thinking they're dancing with me. Like the gopis were thinking Krishna is dancing. So they were there, ecstasy, you can imagine, if you are chanting and dancing here in front of Radha Gokul Nanda. And somehow the deity is there, and along with the deity, you're seeing Gokulanda dancing with you. How would you feel? I don't think so. You will survive in this body, maybe. So they physically saw. And then they were jubilant, and then suddenly then both the brothers, they disappear, and their ecstasy increased more, and they're crying. And, oh, where are you? Where are you? And so this is how the ecstasy, this is how the first festival of Gaur Purnima was celebrated in Khetri Gram in front of Radha Braja Mohan. So if you want, you can see the deity. The deity is still there in Vrindavan. How many people have seen this deity of Radha Braja Mohan? You went to Braja Mohan temple? Wonderful. So when next time you go to Vrindavan, you should go to this temple. I'm very much connected with this temple of Radha Braja Mohan. And practically when I'm in Vrindavan, I take prasad there. So I'm very merciful to Radha Braja Mohan. And this Baba is very nice over there. And if you ever go, he will not say no to you, prasad. And he will specially cook for you even. And even while he's serving, if another Vaishnava has come, he will cook again. And the policy of the over there, Braja Mohan Baba is, that till everybody take prasad, he will take last. Even after servants and cooks, everybody takes, he will eat only last. Sometime the prasad is finished and he only take milk and he go to sleep. So this is the mood. And you can eat as much you want. Won't say you can only have one roti or two rotis. You can have as many. So this is how the mood should be. That's Vrindavan. Whenever Gaur Purnima comes, the reason I think of Braj Mohan temple is because Braj Mohan was, then he came to Vrindavan, he told to Narottam Das Thakur after the Khetri Gram festival. So Braj Mohan told to Narottam Das Thakur, I want to go to Vrindavan. So he said, okay. So he brought him to Vrindavan. On the way, he's 10 years old boy, Braj Mohan. So he disappeared. He ran from the boat. He went into the paddy field. So when he was in the paddy field, a straw, dry straw, went into the foot of Braj Mohan. So he started bleeding. So Narottam Das Thakur was thinking the deity is here. And he was chanting, but deity disappeared from there, went to the paddy field. While Narottam Das was chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, closing his eyes. So he came into the dream. He said, Naru, Naru, I've got my foot is bleeding. So he said, what happened to your foot? So then immediately his meditation broke. So when his meditation broke, then he saw the Braja Mohan foot was bleeding. So his foot was bleeding. So this is a huge, quite a big. So Baba showed us the foot where the mark of the straw in the foot is. So of course when he came to Vrindavan, then Brajmohan, then he came again to the dream of Nutan Das, and he said, look, I want Radharani here. I'm in Vrindavan. I need a Radharani here. So they said, okay. So then they asked, rather, they installed Radharani there. So that's how Radha Brajmohan is there. Vrindavan is a very special place, Prabhupada explained. Bombay is my office. Mayapur is my bhajan kutir. And Vrindavan is my home. So Prabhupada told when he was in when he was in Rishikesh. And then out of sudden he told he was cooking in the kitchen, health was good, nothing wrong. But immediately he said, look, time has come up and I got to leave. So better I leave the body in Vrindavan. Time to die. So I'll go to Vrindavan and leave the body. So they immediately devotee brought him to Vrindavan. Vrindavan, wherever there's pure devotee, that's Vrindavan. Deities of Krishna, that's Vrindavan. But still, the Chaurasi course of Vrindavan is something special. It is not something of this mundane world because it is not created by Brahma. It is not under the jurisdiction of Navgrahas. So this 84 course jaga, 168 mile, it is actually part of Golok Vrindavan. And in Garga Samhita, very clearly explained how Radharani objected. He said, no, I don't want to go to the mortal world. I don't want to go to planet Earth. No, I don't want to go. So then Krishna convinced, he said, no, don't worry. She said, what I'm going to do there if there is no Vrindavan, if there is no Yamuna, if there is no Govardhan, and though no residence of Vrindavan. So in Garg Samhita explains very nicely, Garg Muni explained how then Krishna promised Radharani, no, I will take the entire one part of Golok Vrindavan over there. So this 84 course of land of Vrindavan is not simply just, you know, like mundane land. Naham prakash sarvasya yoga maya smavrata. It cannot be seen by these eyes. It can be seen with these eyes. It can be seen when Krishna gives us intelligence. And Prabhupada said, nobody can enter Vrindavan. You can't buy a ticket to Vrindavan. You cannot just say, okay, I'll just buy aeroplane ticket and or train ticket and I'll reach Vrindavan. No. You can't enter. The course you won't cross. Prabhupada said, his best is to take birth in Vrindavan. More than that is when you reside in Vrindavan. And the topmost is if you die in Vrindavan. So Vrindavan, all the residents of Vrindavan, they take birth after many lifetime piety. And one takes birth as a devotee in Vrindavan. So when you take one's birth in Vrindavan, you won't take birth outside. This Vrindavan and Golok Vrindavan is non-different. If you die in Vrindavan, you will definitely take birth in Vrindavan. If you commit offenses in Vrindavan, then you become cats and dogs and hogs in Vrindavan. They're all sadhus. All the cats and dogs and hogs are sadhus. I got one street dog. He comes to our house. And I, you know, like Prabhupada said, dogs are not allowed in the house. So, but he stays outside in the gate. And whenever he sees, he will pay full obeisance to the Vaishnavas. Literally full obeisances. Whenever you see him, he will stretch his legs, both four legs, and he will pay full Dandavat Pranam to Vaishnavas. And that's how he does. So that's his, any Vaishnavas pass by, he pays obeisance. Then you know that this is sadhu. He's not some ordinary person. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vrindavan is home. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing us how to go to Vrindavan. So when he was in Jagannath Puri, he was asking, He was asking, he said, I want to go to Vrindavan. So devotee did not want to, they said, Lord, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. So why you want to go to Vrindavan? We don't want to. So they are trying, not point hindrance, but somehow that they didn't want to lose association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they convinced him not this year, not this year. So eventually the 2 years went by. So third year again, I'm trying to keep quite brief all these pastimes. Otherwise it'll take a long time to describe all these. So eventually anyway, so third year he said, look. And then the devotees, they realized that we can't hold Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so long, you know, he should go. So before he goes, is a Knai Natshala Nashiman. What is a Nashimanand Brahmachari? So he could see in meditation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to Vrindavan. But when he went to Mayapur, when he went in his mind, he was making a nice road for him. So he was making nice road with the jewels and with the flowers. He was decorating. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting and dancing. He could see these pastimes. If we chant same mantra, they were chanting same mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. They could see with chanting the power of mantra. And the same mantra, if we chant sincerely, even we can see. It's not something, we can't. So anyway, he could see that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he could not make road further than the Knai Natshala. When he could not make the road, he'd think, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not going to Vrindavan this time. So same thing happened when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached Knai Natshala. There were so many people there following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then he decided not to go there. He said, there's so many people around, my mind will be agitated. So he wanted to, Vrindavan is for Prabhupada said when we retired, like after 50, when one is free from the family responsibilities, then one should live in Vrindavan and absolve one's mind, one's consciousness. This society is not changing any religion. Society means consciousness. This is what our whole process is. Our process is to change the consciousness, what consciousness we have got. So Vrindavan is for changing our consciousness so we become absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. That's Vrindavan. And after finishing family duties, one must do that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed in these pastimes. Vrindavan does not mean with we flock with so many friends. Sometimes people go there with friends and it's a social event. Or go to Loi Bazaar. Well, that's okay. Loi Bazaar is still part of Vrindavan. But you need some paraphernalia which relates to a deity. So Loi Bazaar is not wrong going to Loi Bazaar. Some people criticize, oh, Loi Bazaar is not Vrindavan. No, it is Vrindavan because everything belongs over there to Vrindavan. You have to see that whole thing, what I'm saying is consciousness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then decided not to go to Vrindavan because at that time lots of people were following him. So eventually this year, then again after 2-3 years, when he expressed his desire to go to Vrindavan, at that time, Srup Damodar suggested. He said, my lord, take one devotee, Balbhadra, with you. He's a very sober and very humble devotee. His mind is very sober. He's not agitated by sex desire, because this is how Kalakrishna does. Because on the tour of Kalakrishna Das in South India, he was lured by the gypsies. So his mind agitated. That's the biggest enemy in the world. Kamesha, Krodesha, Rajagun, Mahashnu, Mahava, Biddhanve, Varinam. That's the biggest enemy. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted a person who is sober, who is free from this desire. And Prabhupada said that. He said, I'm successful because I've conquered sex desire. That's what Prabhupada said. So then they suggested Balbhadra Bhattacharya. He said, Lord, you will be chanting Hare Krishna. You need one assistant with you who can carry your water pot. He said, okay, fair enough. I accept.
So along with them, they went through the Jharkhand forest and how they were chanted. And now this is coming to, I'm trying to skip. I mean, I want to read Bengali. I don't know what to do because I love reading these Bengali verses with translation. But if we do, then time will run out. Let me read this little bit of this. Then I haven't touched even how the how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went. Let's see that from here. So now he's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, hold on. Seeing the herds approach, he reaching Vrindavan. Seeing the herds approach him, the Lord was stunned with ecstatic love. The cows then began to lick his body out of great affection. I'll just read English only. Being pacified, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to kiss the cows, and the cows, being unable to give up his company, went with him. It was only with great difficulty. The cowherd men were able to keep the cows back. Then when the Lord chanted, all the deers heard his sweet voice and approached him. When the does and the bucks came and saw Lord's face, they began to lick his body. Not being at all afraid of him, they accompanied him along with the path. Bumblebees and the birds like the parrots and the cuckoo all began to sing loudly on the fifth note, and the peacocks began to dance in front of the Lord. Upon seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the trees and the creepers of the Vrindavan became jubilant. Their twigs stood up and they began to shed tears of ecstasy in form of honey. The tree branches and creeper overloaded with fruits and flowers fell down at the lotus feet of Lord and greeted him with various presentations as if they were friends. The soul, the moving and non-moving living entity of Vrindavan became very jubilant to see the Lord. It was as if friends were made happy by seeing another friend. Seeing their affection, the Lord was moved by ecstatic love. He began to sport with them exactly as a friend sport with the friends. Thus he voluntarily came under the control of his friends. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to embrace each and every tree and creeper, and they began to offer their fruits and flowers as if in meditation. The Lord's body was restless and tears trembling and jubilation was manifest. He said very loudly, "Chant Krishna, chant Krishna." All moving and non-moving creatures. I'm sorry, I'm reading a little fast. I won't be able to cover. But actually, you needed to sit down and just spend hours. You know, this is how these sort of topics are not to be discussed in 1 hour or half an hour. You need to sit down in relaxed mind and just read and absorb and discuss among devotees. You know, that's how the ecstasy is. You know. All moving and non-moving creatures then begin to vibrate the transcendental sound of Hare Krishna, as if they were echoing the deep sound of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord then, okay, I'm going to read slowly. Let's see if I don't cover. We'll see how it goes. The Lord then collapsed the necks of the deer and began to cry. There were jubilations manifest in the bodies of deer and tears were in their eyes. And this is very nice. You like it here. Where is the parrots here? Okay, maybe parrots coming here. When a male and female parrot appeared on the branches of a tree, the Lord saw them, wanted to hear them speak. Both parrots flew onto the hands of Lord and began to chant transcendental qualities of Krishna. And the Lord listened to them. The male parrot sang, "The glorification of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is beneficial to everyone in the universe. His beauty is victorious over the gopis of Vrindavan and it subdues their patience. His pastimes astound the goddess of fortune and his bodily strength turns Govardhan Hill into a small toy like a ball. His spotless qualities were unlimited and his behavior satisfies everyone. Lord Krishna is attractive to everyone. Oh, may our Lord maintain the whole universe." This verse is found in Govindalilamrita 13:29. After hearing this description of Lord Krishna from the male parrot, the female parrot began to recite a description of Srimati Radharani. The female parrot said, "Srimati Radharani's affection, her exquisite beauty and good behavior, her artistic dancing and chanting and her poetic compositions are also attractive, that they attract the mind of Krishna, who attracts the mind of everyone in the universe. Therefore, the male parrot said, Krishna is the enchanter of the mind of Cupid. He then began to recite another verse. You see here, it is not something imagination that parrot and male and female parrot are talking about Krishna. This is Vrindavan. Even today, I told it like a dog. This dog we can see, all the dogs and the hogs. That's why we should be very careful not to hurt any living beings in Vrindavan and don't commit offense, because they all are devotees and they chant Krishna's names. The only problem, we can't understand the language, and Krishna can. Now, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, so he's understanding, he is seeing what they are singing. So, the male parrot then said, my dear female parrot, Sri Krishna carries a flute and enchants the heart of all women throughout the universe. He is specially the enjoyer of beautiful gopis, and he is the enchanter of Cupid also. Let him be glorified. Then the female parrot began to speak jokingly to male parrot, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was struck with wonderful ecstatic love to hear her speak. The female parrot said, when Lord Sri Krishna is with Radharani, he is enchanted of Cupid. Otherwise, when he is alone, he himself is enchanted by erotic feelings, even through the enchants the whole universe. Both parrots then flew onto the tree branches, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to watch the dancing of peacocks with curiosity. When the Lord saw the bluish neck of the peacocks, he remembers of Krishna, immediately awakened, and he fell to ground in ecstatic love. When the Brahman saw that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was unconscious, he and Balabhadra took care of him. They hastily sprinkled water over Lord's body. Then they took up his outer clothes and began to fan him with it. They then began to chant the holy name of Krishna into Lord's ear. Then Lord regained consciousness. He began rolling on the ground. When the Lord rolled on the ground, sharp thorns injured his body. Taking him on his lap, Balabhadra Bhattacharya pacified him. The mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered in ecstatic love of Krishna. He immediately stood up and said, chant, chant. And then he himself began to dance. Being thus ordered by the Lord, both Balabhadra Bhattacharya and the Brahman began to chant the holy name of Krishna. Then the Lord, dancing and chanting, proceeded along the path. The Brahman was astounded to see symptoms of ecstatic love exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He then began anxious to give the Lord protection. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind was absorbed in ecstatic love at Jagannath Puri. But when he passed along the road on the way to Vrindavan, that love increased 100 times. Listen this one. Sahastra guna prema bade mathura darshane lakshana guna prema bade brahmana yadhane. The Lord's ecstatic love increased 1,000 times, and when he visited Mathura, it increased 100,000 times. When he wandered in the forest of Vrindavan, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was elsewhere, the very name of Vrindavan was sufficient to increase his ecstatic love. Now, when he was actually traveling in Vrindavan forest, his mind was absorbed in great ecstatic love day and night. He ate and bathed simply out of habit. Thus, now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is writing, thus I have written a description of ecstatic love Lord Chaitanya manifested in one of the places he visited while walking through the 12 forests of Vrindavan. To describe what he experienced everywhere would be impossible. Lord Ananta writes millions of books elaborately describing the transformations of ecstatic love experienced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. He quoted the scripture, I have forgotten, wherever we chant Krishna's name, means if we chant Krishna's names once, it is once.
But same chanting Krishna's names, if you chant in Vrindavan, it multiplies by 100. And during the time of 100 or 1000? I think 100 or 1000 something. Yeah. So then in Kartik it becomes something, 10,000 or 2,000 or something, whatever figure. Okay, I won't go into that. So, but it increased, I mean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Vrindavan, and Mathura, he went to Vishram Ghat first, and when he went to Vishram Ghat, and then he went to a Keshavji temple. Now, when you go to, how many people been to Mathura? Can you raise your hands? How many people went to little hand up? I'm small height, so I can't see sometimes. Okay, thank you. So, if you go to Mathura, the now the biggest temple in Mathura, actually that's not the real temple. This is done by 50 years ago by Birla. It's nice. This Birlaji is made temple of Krishna. There's so many other temples, it is good. But actually the real Keshav temple is right opposite. There is one small road and a street rather. And there's a Keshav temple which is old, very small temple. And this is actually, there's a birthplace, a small birthplace over there. And Gaudiya Vaishnav believes this is the actual place of Lord Krishna's birth. So there is a Vishram Ghat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went, he bathed in Vishram Ghat. Then he saw the Keshavji temple, taken darshan of Keshavji, the presiding deity of Mathura. So after taking darshan of, he was chanting and dancing in ecstasy. At that time, a Brahman named Sinodia Brahman. And these days they call it Sisodia Brahman. So the name is changed. Both are the same caste. So this Sinodia Brahman, then when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, he immediately, even he was in ecstasy and he was chanting and dancing in out of love for Krishna. He was crying and rolling on the ground. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recognized that actually he is not an ordinary person. And then he asked him, how do you develop this love for Krishna? Where do you learn this from, love from Krishna? How do you develop it? Then out of humility he explained that actually, and who's your guru? You see, this is very important. This is very important. Guru means gotra. When you go to the temples in India, you know the Brahman, they ask you, what is your gotra? You know that? Gotra means caste, which caste you born. And then guru utra, actually meaning of gotra is guru utra. If somebody asks here, what is your surname? We say surname is such and such. Similarly in India, the custom in Vedic culture is, what is your guru gotra? Gotra means who is your actual guru? Where is your guru come from? Guru utra. Who is your... then they say, oh, I'm a Kashyap Gotra. From Kashyap Muni, that this... Jai Shri Radha Gokulan Ji Ki Jai, Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Ji, Gaurita Ji Ki Jai. Like we are born in... I born in... This materially. I born in a Rajput family, Kshatriya family. So in our ancestors, there was one king, his name was Gogan. So this Gogan king... Out of Gogan king, so our gotra is Gogna gotra. So surname is Varma and Rajput, but gotra is Gogna gotra. So if anybody asks, then they know, oh, he is from this descendant. So similarly, Kshatriyas has their gotras, and Brahmanas has their gotras. So they say, who is your guru? So credit goes to the guru first. If we do something good, then they ask you, in India they ask you, who is your father? If somebody is very mischievous or somebody is very good, who is your father? Your father has taught you this. If you misbehave in India, I say there's a culture, hai na? The people born in Indian family, they will know. If anybody does anything wrong, are tera baap kaun hai? Who is your father? They ask you, who is your father? So credit goes to you. So if you're bad, then they say, oh, uska beta, his son. What a useless. And if somebody, oh, he's son of such and such person. And similarly goes to, I tell you, it's very true.
When we behave properly, credit goes to Prabhupada. Oh, he's an ISKCON devotee. Oh, very nice. He's doing very good. That's why Prabhupada taught, devotee should always drink water like this. One devotee drank water like, sometimes devotees drink water, even on Vyasasan, sometimes devotees drink water touching their lips. The hands are dirty, then they touch Bhagavatam. That's dirty, that's wrong. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once, Prabhupada was sitting in Vrindavan, I've forgotten the name of devotee. So he drank water, touching his like this lips, and then he held his knees, and Prabhupada told him off. Prabhupada said, you are muchi. He said, what is this? He said, you just drank water, your hands are dirty, go, get up, wash your hands. You're holding your clothes with dirty hands, your hands are dirty, go wash your hands. So that's why Prabhupada said, so we don't touch, because they notice in Vrindavan. They're following Vedic culture from their births. So they've been living generations and generations. So if we do something wrong, then they immediately notice us. And if we do good, then they notice and the credit goes to Prabhupada. And if we do wrong, then that Prabhupada have to take care of. So we have to be very careful how we behave. This is so how we behave, how we show our emotion in public. So all these things are there. So then he said, oh, who's your guru? He said, oh, Madhvendra Puri. Oh, then immediately Balbhadra Bhatta, he said, oh, no wonder you have developed these good qualities. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no wonder you have developed these good qualities because your guru is Madhvendra Puri. Oh, wonderful. See, such a joy he gave to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How much joy that this Madhvendra Puri would have that, and how much joy the person has got, oh, this credit goes to my guru. That's how we should behave even. So anyway, then immediately, then Balbhadracharya explains the relationship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ishvara Puri. And then he was in so much love, I am so fortunate that I am seeing. Then he knew that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He immediately recognized. And then he starts serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went to 24 ghats. I haven't started even, time is gone up anyway. We still got 10 minutes. So I'll try to brief it. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to all the 24 ghats. Sunodiya Brahman. Then he took him to all the 12 forests of Vrindavan. And when he went to the 12th forest of Vrindavan on the way, then he said, where is Radhakund? Where is Radhakund? Where is Radhakund? And he was crying, where is Radhakund? Then immediately he went, so they said, we don't know Radhakund, where Radhakund is, because at that time they've forgotten the where all the sthalis are in Vrindavan. It is Loknath Swami and Bhugarbha Goswami are the first two Vaishnavas who went to Vrindavan. Who searched for, and it's later, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, the six Goswamis went. And then later, all the other Vaishnavas, Shamananda Prabhu and, you know, Srinivas Acharya, and who else was? Nrottam Das Thakur. Later they went. So everything was done. So then, that time anyway, then he saw a paddy field, there was little small water, and immediately Lord Chaitanya remember, oh, this is a spot. This is a spot which was dug by the gopis. This was actually the forgotten place. Immediately he went into the paddy field and he jumped into this small pond of the water and he started chanting. He went to the ecstasy, went millions of times more. He was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and he was chanting and dancing. And that's what, then he said, this is Radhakund, this is Radhakund, this is Radhakund. And this is actually, then immediately after that he put tilak on his, after taking bath, he put tilak on his forehead, all the 12 places of in his body, and after Radhakund, and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted. Then he went to he bathed in Manasi Ganga. Anybody been to Manasi Ganga when you go to Govardhan? Very good. So this is created by the gopis. From the mind, they wanted the water, and the Ganga appeared for the gopis,
And because remembering that, you know, after Radha Kund, that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how the gopis actually, they ask the water from Manasi Ganga, they used to carry the water from Manasi Ganga to Radha Kund. So then in that ecstasy, he went to Manasi Ganga. Where is Manasi Ganga? Where is Manasi Ganga? Then he went and took bath there. And then now, he wanted to see the deity of, presiding deity, Gopalji. Gopalji, which is called Shirnathji today, is in Nathdwara. And that is the deity of Madhvendra Puri. And before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhvendra Puri came. And this is the one, this is the deity which he wanted to see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now he said, no, I can't. He said, I can't climb on the Govardhan. Because Govardhan is Krishna. So we as a Gaudiya Vaishnava, we don't climb on Govardhan. But Pushti Margis, Sri Sampradaya, Pushti Margis, they are Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. So you see the Pushti Margi from Gujarat, most of devotees, they climb. It's allowed for them, not for us. If they climb sometime, we should never criticize the devotees. We should never criticize. This is very important. You see, criticism is very important. There's a constructive and there is just general. And sometime when you see, oh, we are Gaudiya Vaishnava, how come they are going on that? Let them do. If they're doing it, this is Krishna knows. See, like Gopas, they were climbing on Govardhan. Krishna was playing on the Govardhan. And they were climbing on the shoulders of Krishna. They were climbing on the Balaram because that's Vrindavan. Gopis were tying Krishna. So they are in a different Vatsalya Bhav. They go, I go there. I don't even try to go inside. Even there's a place, it's called, what's the place called? You remember the Pushti Margi's place over there? At Govardhan? I forgot the name. Jatipura. So if you go to Jatipura, you see, it is the Jatipura where a place is called, Ankut Gram. So Ankut Gram in the top of Govardhan. This is where Gopalji was residing. So when Madhvendra Puri went, he climbed the Govardhan. To take out, because he came in the dream of Madhvendra Puri. I'm up here in the bushes. So devotees hid me. So because Muslims came, so I didn't want to give them darshan. And so then they hid me here. I'm hot, come and take me out. So Madhvendra Puri, that's another pastimes. And then eventually Madhvendra Puri went up. He told the villagers, come up, the Gopal is there. They said, is this devotee, because he's mad, because this is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means you become mad. There's a verse I've forgotten, Japita Japita Hoile Pagal. Kiva Mantra Deila Gosai, Japita Japita Hoile Pagal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came from Gayaji, when he became mad, they said, what happened to you? He said, I don't know what this mantra has. Kiva Tarabbal, Kiva Mantra Dele Gosai, Kiva Tarabbal. I don't know what sort of mantra my guru has given me, and I don't know what sort of power it has got. Since I start chanting this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. Japita Japita Hoile Pagal, I have become Pagal. Pagal mean mad. So people think I'm mental. It's sure, isn't it? Lots of our friends, relatives, people living outside, they say that, isn't it? What happened to this? They become devotees. What happened to them? This is a power. So Ankut Gram, he said, I don't want to go up. So then Shinaji, he knew. He is Krishna. He is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he wanted to see this form because these are pastimes. It's not different. But same and the different and same. So then he said, okay, I know that Lord Chaitanya want to see me, because in Golok Vrindavan the two Leelas go simultaneously. Radha Krishna Leela, Vrindavan Leela and Gaur Leela. They both are going simultaneously up there. So they are same. But then Shinaji wanted to see Chaitanya. And Chaitanya wanted to see Shinaji. Then he played a trick. There was a rumor came up that some Yavans are coming, some Muslims are coming, they are breaking the temple, the deities.
So then immediately Pujari took them, these deities, they took them to Ganthuli. There's a one village over there in Vrindavan, not Vrindavan, in the Govardhan. So they brought this deity, the Ganthuli, down there. So when they brought it to Ganthuli, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went. So he did not need to climb. So they hid him in one house. Oh, some Yavans are coming, Muslims are coming. So we want to hide this deity there. So when they hid the deity, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, then he, with his, you know, he was so ecstatic seeing Srinathji, Nadwar Srinathji at that time, Gopal name. Srinathji was named after Balabhadra Bhattacharya. But then this 3 days Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Ganthuli and taking darshan of the Lord and chanting and dancing in ecstasy. And then from there, then he went to Nandgaon, and then from there he went to Gokul. He saw that Nanda Baba's place. Then he went to where the Okhal Bandhan is, where Krishna, with Yashoda Maya tied Krishna. How many people went there? Yes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to all these places. And from there, then he went to Imlitala, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Imlitala, where this is, and many people went to Imlitala? Okay, there are two bataks. And there's another one. On Vrindavan, when you go to Vrindavan Parikrama, there are two places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat and chanted. And the one place is Imlitala on Keshi Ghat, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to walk from Mathura to Imlitala and sit down there, and in front of Yamuna, he would simply just chant Hare Krishna. Then further on the Parikrama, when you go, there's a place of Murari Gupta. There's a deity of Murari Gupta. There is a deity of Jagannath. It's called Patita Pavan Jagannath. Jagannath alone. When Jagannath is alone, it's called Patita Pavan. So then alone Jagannath is the deity of Murari Gupta. And that is another spot where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat and just chanted and absorbed himself in simply chanting the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I will only take a few more minutes. Then at least I will brief this. So that it is the Imlitala. And then he saw, then he went to Kaliaghat. And this is when he saw devotees were walking. So many people were coming. He said, where are you? Who are you? What happened to you? What's happening? Oh, so he said, oh my Lord, people are going to Kaliaghat. They say that Krishna has appeared in Vrindavan again. Can you imagine what they said? They are saying, Krishna has appeared in Vrindavan again. Oh, really? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just, you know. So there was a Brahmin he met. His name was Krishnadas. He was Rajput. He came in a dream and he said, oh, he fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately recognized him. And you see, the whole thing is humility. The whole thing in Krishna consciousness is humility. And we have to tolerate and humility. And moment we start developing that, then you start realizing, you start perceiving Krishna. Until that time, we can't. No matter how powerful we are, no matter how much powerful things we do, some projects we do, no matter how much we recognize by the other people, we don't have to be recognized by the world. We don't have to be recognized even by the society. We don't have to be recognized by anybody. We should be recognized by Krishna. And one can only be recognized by Krishna when we are in a humble way. That's the only way. So Krishna Das, he came, he saw. He said, my Lord, I had a dream that you are sitting, and he had a dream that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting over there. A sannyasi, young sannyasi, is chanting in ecstasy Krishna's names. So when he had a dream, he ran. He got up in the morning, he ran toward this place. And when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting over there, he fell at the feet. He said, I had dream. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled. He embraced him. So then this Krishnadas was carrying a pot for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him service. He let him do service. He started carrying pot along with Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And this is when a lot of people were coming. And then when a lot of people were coming, And the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what happened? They said, oh, we have seen that they are saying that every night a Krishna comes on a, he dances on a hood of Kaliya. And Balbhadracharya, when he said that, oh, can I go and see my Lord to Keshi Ghat to see Krishna? Because people are saying that Krishna has come on Kaliya Ghat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu slapped him. He literally slapped. He slapped him in out of love. You are not so fool. They are foolish, but you know, how can you talk foolishly? And humility, sometimes a devotee is always foolish in front of a guru. That's another, if a devotee start thinking that I am something, I know now, this is where the problem is. Guru mera murak dekhe karile shashan. A guru in front of, not a guru, person is a fool. And that doesn't mean that when I go in front of a guru and start acting like a fool, you know, then that is another false humility. In front of guru you start saying I'm a fool, but in front of others you think I'm very smart. That's not really fool. So we are actually number one fool anyway. So when we are fools, and so Balabhadracharya explained, out of humility he didn't know, he said, oh, is it? So then he said, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu out of love, he said, no, don't be fool. Then he realized his mistake. Because now the people of Vrindavan were thinking, hey, Krishna has appeared in Vrindavan. And Krishna was. He said, oh, Krishna has appeared in Vrindavan because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Vrindavan. Now out of that ecstasy, I just spoke very fast to you, you know, because I thought in half an hour I covered a little bit. Actually, you have to spend more time in this. But last one was, then devotee, he was ecstasy was so much. You can read these chapters over here in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So even when you go home in Gaur Purnima, you can read these chapters of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. And then you'll see how he was feeling ecstasy and how we should aspire for this and one day attain these sort of feelings. And this is when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going one day, he went to Akrura Ghat. And he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Moment he saw Akrura Ghat, he said, oh, Akrura saw Krishna here in this water. Akrura saw Krishna in the water. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumped in the water out of ecstasy. And when he jumped in the water, he forgotten that he's in the water. Generally, when anybody jumped in the water, you start swimming, isn't it? But now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't know that he has to swim even. He's Supreme Personality of God out of love. He forgotten that he need to swim. So he just jumped in the water. And when he jumped in the water and he's still chanting Hare Krishna, and then immediately Balbhadra Bhattacharya, he pulled him. Then Krishna Das, this devotee who saw Krishna in dream, he was, because he was accompanying him, he shouted. He shouted and screamed, Balbhadra, look what happened. He's drowning. And immediately he went. Balbhadra went, jumped into the water. He just jumped and he rescued him. And he pulled him. And then he said, this is enough now. He said, now enough. He said, my Lord, I have saved you now. Then his Snodiya Brahman was along with him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Snodiya Brahman, he discussed, he said, look, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Mahaprabhu, I have saved you now. I can't save you anymore. I haven't got strength. You're showing your ecstasy so much. It's beyond our ability. And I think this is not a, now you better leave Vrindavan now. So then they said, okay, let's take him to Prayag. Prayag is, you know, where Triveni is, Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati, where Kumbh Mela happens. It used to be, Prabhupada used to go there. Prabhupada used to live even in Prayag Dham. So then they said, let's take him to Prayag. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed. Yes. Then he agreed to go to Prayag. So this is what I was supposed to ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. So this is Vrindavan. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And we are very, very fortunate that somehow or other, we are under the shelter of Prabhupada. And we should make Prabhupada proud. We should behave in such a way that Prabhupada feels proud. Oh, these are my disciples. These are my followers. My grandchildren. They are my children and grandchildren. And our life will be perfected. Very simple process. Process is not very difficult. It is very simple. Problem is we have got a difficult disease. The problem is disease within us. The disease of ego, disease of envy, So these are all our diseases. As long as we got disease, it's very difficult. It'll take, process will take, because we are taking medicine. So sukhe dukhe bolo nahi sadahari bole dako. Grahe thako bane thako sadahari bole dako. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that it doesn't matter you are happy or you are in distress. It does not matter you are living in a household life or a brahmachari life or a grastha life or one prastha, wherever you are, in any situation we are in. Just keep going on, keep chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Never leave chanting Hare Krishna. That's how the process should be. Never leave chanting Hare Krishna. In every process we chant Hare Krishna. That's all. In every situation we keep chanting Hare Krishna. And finish our business in this life, which is attaining Krishna's prema, establish our relationship with Krishna. That's important. Nothing else is important. Nothing else should be important. That's the first priority in our life. Every morning we get up. First, what Siddha Swami used to tell me, we write, okay, that's the most important thing I have to do today. That's why the most important thing in the life must be the only chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. The rest, everything else will follow. Okay, I stop it here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.